first and foremost, just to get a little bit of background, can you tell me a little bit about the open letter that you sent out to parents and families regarding the I-STEP test?
Well, what happened was the state opened up a window for parents to look at their children's scores. And that window was very, very short and did not give information like it had in the past, and we had some parents who were very concerned about that. Additionally, the new test and how it was implemented and what it tested was not necessarily lined up with what we had been doing in the classroom, and that's across the state. So everybody was expecting lower scores. And as much as you communicate that out, there are still people who, you know, who don't hear that or don't realize that it's maybe going to apply to them until some test scores show up, and then they're very concerned.
You mentioned how much lower the scores were and how the expectation was going to be that the scores were low. What kind of difference are we looking at from year to year, be it from last year to this year, as far as how much lower the scores are?
Well, it depends across the state. The differences vary greatly, even within the district. There's not really a number to put on it that I can give you. The thing to remember, though, is that this is not a year-to-year comparison. And so just to even look at what the percentage of scores were last year to this year it's not a valid comparison because it is an absolutely, totally different test. It's made up of different things and the requirements of what's necessary to perform on the test is different than what's been in the past.
And you mentioned teachers and the curriculum. Can you talk a little bit about what adjustments teachers are making, if they can make any right now?
We have no idea what our students missed on that test, and neither do parents. They know which questions, but they don't know what was asked of them in the questions, of their students in the questions. And so we have no way of knowing what our children didn't know. What we've told our teachers is to just concentrate on working with children on a day-to-day basis, making sure that we stretch kids and help kids grow and pay attention to them as individuals. We have long told our teachers that the I-STEP is not a target for them, that it is just one piece of data, and that they should concentrate on each child every day. And so that's the message coming from us. I don't want my teachers worrying about something that they have no control over.
So are you hoping that other school districts are going to step forward and voice criticism of the I-STEP test just as you have today, or are there any others that have that you know of that you can comment on?
There are other districts that have sent letters to their parents. I don't know if they use technology the way we use it, and that may be why ours got noticed. But there are a number of districts that are communicating to their parents about what's going on.
So what overall changes would you like to see made to the process?
Yeah, how about this? How about a system that is based upon the needs of children and an understanding of local conditions? Right now, we've got a system that's trying to force every school district into the exact same box across the state, and all of our districts are very different. And we should be very accountable to our parents and to our communities, not to some large testing company.
So I guess my final question would be, what's the next step for Southwest Allen County Schools as the state irons out its problems with the test?
Well, that's a great question. I will tell you that I believe our next step is to continue doing what we're doing on a day-to-day basis with our children. And that is to work with them to help them grow, to work with their parents and help be consultants with them on raising their children, and to help get all of our learners out here ready for whatever comes their way. I mean, our mission is to prepare today's learners for tomorrow's opportunities. And we do that one day at a time, and that's what we need to focus on. We can't control what happens in Indianapolis, and we can just react to it as best we can and keep our focus where it needs to be, and that's on our children.